Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
As promised, here we are back and better than ever on the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's your humble host, Sam Crowley, the Everyday Saturday guy. Go to everydaysaturday.com. Why? I don't know. It's kind of cool. See me smiling back at you. Might actually creep you out. Don't do that. I don't know if you're ready for that just yet, if you haven't been to the site yet. Hey, I promise you two today, Monday, hopefully two every single day. And what's hopefully? That's like someday, one day on the calendar, right? Guaranteed. Book it. Write it in ink in your calendar. Sam Crowley's recording two shows every day to make up for last week where I went just AWOL, man. Just AWOL for the whole week. So the previous podcast today, I was talking about those ice puddles I stepped in. Actually, one of them was all it took to send a shiver through my veins that woke me up out of a 9-year coma. I've been in a 9-year corporate coma. You ever been in a corporate coma? They do call it corporate America for a reason, because everybody walking around just looks like dead corpses. But the corporate coma is that Sunday night grind where you sit around and you're like, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. And I got all that stuff on my desk waiting for me. And my boss is going to yell at me and my subordinates are going to yell at me. And I'm sitting there squeezed in the middle. And I know I can do so much more with my life, but I start hanging around the wrong people in my 20s, and then the impact on my thoughts and my mindset, and instead of getting away from them, I tried to please them, and here I am in my 30s, and I'm still trying to please people, and I'm in a corporate coma. Corporate coma. I can't say the word anymore, so if you can say corporate coma, then you just say it to yourself, because I obviously can't. So I was in the corporate coma, and I stepped in a nice puddle. And I want to tell you how I got out of it. Can I tell you how I got out of it? Yeah. Come on, Sammy. Give it to me. Hey, by the way, side note, I'm having a time of my life on these phone calls. If you're one of them that booked your call and we talked for 30 minutes or longer about your dream, I love you. And if you haven't, go ahead and do it. I won't bite. Promise. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Go ahead, get on with your bad self. Book your 30-minute power call with yours truly. Yes, I really do call you from my cell phone, and I think I shocked the crap out of most people because they did not expect me to be calling. But go ahead, try me on for size. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar, and let's talk about your dream. Let's do it. I'll give you a call, all right? So here's how to snap out of that coma. I stepped in that ice puddle, and I'm like, damn it, this sucks. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to listen to the previous episode, because I was talking about when I did this in the middle of January in 1999. And I was like, oh boy, rock bottom. My life's at rock bottom. Making 100 grand a year, though. I mean, look, let me tell you, sales is the greatest part-time job ever. Once you get good at sales, you can write your ticket. You're literally working 3 to 4 hours a day. Now, there's going to be some days you work 12, but I'll tell you, you get good at outside sales. Hey, boss, I got a 3 o'clock on a Friday somewhere north of where you're working, and it's off the door, right? Out the door. Hit the golf course. Enjoy yourself. So look up. That's the title of today's show. Look up. Find a star. All right, this is what I was doing. I was on my porch in the summer of 1999. I didn't realize so much happened in 1999, but I guess so. And it was a very beautiful June evening, summer night in Southwest Ohio. And I'm on my back porch and I'm looking up. My wife's asleep upstairs and I'm just out there by myself. And I looked at the stars. I was like, wow, that's pretty friggin' amazing. Now, I'm not under the influence of any drugs or alcohol as I'm recording this podcast. I'm really serious. This is what I did. I looked up. And I focused on a star that it was just really bright. It's just shining. It was one of those stars. You ever look up at night? And if not, you got to do this stuff, man. It's really, it'll really put in perspective your problems, all the anxiety you have and all that. And you ever see a star that's just shining brighter than all the other ones out there, you know? And you stare at it, and that was enough. That's enough for awe, thrill, and to really put all of your anxieties in their proper place. I mean, I was looking at that star thinking, wow, I'm sitting here gripping about this stupid job I'm in, and I'm frustrated, and I don't know my purpose in life, and I don't even really know what I'm passionate about doing. You know, you can't really get paid to go to happy hour, or else I would have been a millionaire back in the 90s. So I don't know what I wanted to do, but when I needed that inspiration, I was on my back porch, and I just looked up, and the focus immediately went from me. It went away from me. See, when you're in the picture, you can't see the frame. You know what I mean? When you're in the picture, you can't see the frame. And you know, you ever go to Kohl's or Penny's or anything like that, and they got those picture frames, and it's always the Cheese Whiz family there smiling back at you. Well, they can't see the picture because they're in it. That's you. Right now, if you're having trouble finding your purpose, it's because you're in the picture, and you can't even see the frame. You got to step outside and really focus on something other than yourself and your current situation. Most human suffering comes from a focus on me. Me, which is really wild because in the digital generation that we're in right now, doesn't all the focus have to be on us? Like, don't we, if we don't post a selfie, who's gonna? Like, the very definition of selfie means we are photographing one's self. And if I don't do the Facebook Live, who's gonna do it? And if I don't tweet, who's going to tweet, you know? And if I don't come up with some really inspirational thing to put on Instagram, who's going to do it? I got to do it. Well, no, you don't. You don't have to always be have the focus on you. Take the focus off of you. You want a great suggestion? If you've ever listened to Dr. Wayne Dyer, listen again. And if you haven't, please get him on Audible. There's a free audio download, Hoopla, that I a lot of great audiobooks there. Buy a book. Wayne Dyer's presentation, even on YouTube, all his old videos about the ego. And the ego is not a negative connotation. It gets, because when you think ego, you think arrogance. It's not really that. I mean, the ego is how we view ourselves. And when you get, take it way, way out, like when you look up and you find just one star in the galaxy on a sunny, well, it's not really sunny at night. God, I was going so good there, right? On a star-filled evening, okay? And that's enough for awe. That's enough to say, what am I sitting here gripping about, man? What am I so worried about that website that's not working, that boss that's yelling at me, or, you know, what I'm going to get finances, I've got all these bills I need to pay. That's enough thrill to put all of your anxiety in their proper place. And that's what I did. And then, no joke, man, it didn't happen the night after I stepped in the ice puddle, but it happened within a few months of that, you know? And I looked up and I was like, damn, there's so much more to life. There's so much more going on in this world. I have got to get out of the picture. I have got to remove myself from the picture so I can see the frame. So I began thinking of myself, and this isn't like I'm not going in some, you know, vain area here, but I started looking at myself in the third person. Like, what's Sam doing? Like, why is Sam doing that? You know, it's just really freaking weird if anybody ever heard me talking. Hey, where's Sam? You mean you? Yeah, you're right there. You're actually the one talking. Right. But I was like, hey, what's Sam doing? What am I doing that? What's Sam doing that for? Why is Sam going to meet those people? They're not going to do anything for him. Why doesn't Sam go hang around people making 500 grand a year? He's only making 100. Maybe he'll booze. And I was like, you know, when I stopped taking myself, A, seriously, B, literally, and quit all this anxiety, man. I was always filled with anxiety, you know? Like, I had to do this and do that to please other people. Man, I'll tell you what. You want a recipe for failure? Keep trying to please people. You're never going to do it because you can never say the right thing to the wrong person. Think about that. If somebody doesn't like you or they don't believe in what you're doing, you're never, ever, ever going to convince them. How do I know? Ask me. Come on, I dare you. How do I know? How do I know anything that I talk about? I've done it. I have spent embarrassingly amounts of time trying to please other people, trying to impress them. Hey, look at me. Look at me. See what I'm doing over here? Look at me. I'm speaking on a stage. Look at. Nobody cared. Why? They didn't want to care. They were either jealous or angry, or they legitimately just did not care if I was speaking on a stage somewhere. So I stopped. And I only started speaking to people who did care. And not that I was looking for attaboys. I was just looking for even any kind of feedback or, hey, man, congrats. I'd love to see hard work pay off. Man, that's all I needed, you know? I didn't even need the money. Just somebody acknowledge the fact I've been busting my ass now for the past 5 years and I finally ended up on a stage somewhere speaking. But I stopped trying to please people. And you need to stop trying to please people. This movement that I keep talking about, you launching, has nothing to do with them. It really has very little to do with you. It has everything to do with everybody else who wants what you have. That inspiration, that motivation, that special product, that service that you want to create and get out in the marketplace. I mean, heck, it could even be a cup of coffee. But the way you serve coffee, does that make sense? I mean, the way you would serve a cup of coffee to somebody is way better than how anybody else would. And I promise you, you could be a millionaire just doing that. But you've got to get going. If you stepped in the ice puddle today, that's okay. Look up tonight. Find a star. It's enough awe, thrill, and just excitement to put all those anxieties in their proper place. When you need inspiration, my friend, look up. All right? Quit looking around and say, what do you think? Don't ask people what they think. What do you think? It's the worst. If you're ever going to sales, don't ever end with, so what do you think? It's not, what do you think? Because if you're going to ask people, what do you think? Oh, I don't know what I think. I'm on 30 different types of antidepressants. My spouse doesn't love me. My kids left the house. My boss hates me. And my dog just crapped on the rug. That's what I think. Oh, well, I guess I won't pitch you my product then. Don't say, what do you think, when you're in sales. And don't even say that to anybody else when you're doing what your is that you're doing. Does that make any sense, right? What your is that you're doing. Whatever it is that you want to do, go do it. And don't ask other people what they think. Now, you can ask your mentor for advice. That's great, because a mentor will tell you what you need to hear. Everybody else will just tell you what you want to hear. So find a great mentor, all right? And book that call. Make sure you get on everydaysaturday.com/calendar. Get on that call. I'd love to hear your dream. Make sure you make good use of the call, though, all right? Get on there, and we'll do a high-level mastermind and get you set on what you need to do right now to make every day Saturday. But, man, my biggest advice today is, if you had a rough day or maybe a rough week and you think, you know, this is tough. Oh, I get it. It's a valley, though. Remember, we go through the valley. We don't pitch our tent and camp out there for the rest of our life. We go through the valley, all right? You're always just going to be traveling through the valley. And valleys are good. It gives you a chance to recalibrate. It adds that little gratitude spice. You know, sometimes you have dinner and it's like, it's missing something. I can't put, what is it, cilantro or what is it, rosemary? No, how about gratitude? Yeah. The recipe of life needs always a pinch of gratitude, even in the valley, man, so you can be grateful that you're not stuck there. You can be grateful that your best days haven't even happened yet. And you can be grateful that you can still what? Look up. What? Look up. One more time with emphasis. What are you going to do today? Look up and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.